స్వామి శరణమయ్యప్ప శరణమయ్యప్ప.
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio KBase 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HDT in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Now it's time for Quest of Hinduism, which is an interaction between you and us. Our topic is unqualified surrender. That means surrendering to Lord or Guru. Well, actually, Lord. No. I mean, Guru is the medium, but that's what we're going to talk about. Our phone number here for your comments or suggestions, call us at 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273. So,
yes, this is also unqualified, unconditional surrender to the Lord. And that's the ultimate step in the bhakti yoga. So, once you are there, you totally depend on Him, regardless of your condition. In pain and in pleasure, you are still surrendering to Him. And you leave everything up to Him.
Yes, total surrender. When you do Sharanagati, I think it is becoming total surrender, that whatever you do, right from breathing to living to whatever you have. And especially, you know, when you prostrate before the Lord, that in the temple or at ritual at home, that is a kind of surrender, that you totally dedicate your whole body, physically, mentally and spiritually. And that is act of prostrating, is a breathing image of a physical form of surrender. But you're still there most of the time seeking identity, duality and desires. And you're also asking for things that you do not have. When you go to the God, what do you do? You ask for things that you do not have, and you desire miracles to happen, special person, God wants love. That is not a true surrender. It is a surrender to desire, vision yourself as a worshipper, and also under the universe, unless He commands it, nothing happens. Yeah. You know?
Right. So what you do, you love Him, you love everything around you, surrounding you, you think everything is His, and you love everything of His, so then you are totally surrendering to Him.
He takes over. See, what happens is everybody, you read all the scriptures, Ramayana, Mahabharata, periodically you have been reminded, See, Hanumanji is God incarnate himself.
Right.
But when he crosses Lanka, to go to Lanka to see for Sita Mata, he prays to all Vayu Bhagwan, everybody.
Right.
And then he goes and searches and searches, and then he goes sits on the, you know, on the tree to find out when will I see. But it's just divine kind of a thing that he goes and sits on that particular tree where Sita Mata comes there. Yeah. And then he says, one thing is only when he says, total, why am I here? I'm here to do, see for, look for Raman for, on behalf of Rama. So when he says these following words, Namostu Ramaya Salakshmanaya Devyai Chatasyai Tanakatmajayai Namostu Rudrendra Yamabhinebhyo. So when he surrenders is when Sita Mata appears right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Similarly, when Draupadi, so many people are there, nobody is protecting her.
Right.
And she also was holding on to her sari like that till the last moment. She says, Krishna, you come, and she puts both her hands up and Krishna appears.
Right.
Why? Because they had powers within themselves, but the total surrender that you talk about is where it comes. But about
remove yourself from everything and you become totally become dependent on him.
Yeah, that is total devotion, is also total surrender to a certain extent. And it's a kind of expression of that you are not you, but God is what making, doing everything.
And when you are at that stage, God reciprocates also. Like, you know,
I think Rakesh Bhai had something else in his mind. What was it, Rakesh Bhai? You're smiling.
No, I'm just listening to your comments, and Hanumanji was the first one. I think there are other ones too. Like, if you think about it, Mirabai was on the one, Narasimha Mehta was on the one. I mean, they were recent, right? Can't remember others, but I'm sure there are probably a whole bunch of, like Ram Das, Sur Das.
What is unqualified? Why did that word come there?
Unqualified means...
it's really unconditional. Qualification
means
this, that you put any condition or any qualification.
Okay.
So it has to be this quality, that quality, meaning... there is nothing attached, is unattached to no.
Because when I googled what is unqualified surrender, it says how a Hindu wife becomes subdued to her husband. Obedient surrender is called unqualified surrender.
Well, that is true, but that it has to work both ways, right?
Actually, equality is there, right?
So it has to work both ways. If you want to surrender somebody, you have to, other person will surrender some way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And especially when it comes to our Hindu Dharma, I think that is what it requires for you to be explained as, you know.
Yeah, so this thing is like, you know, love between mother and child. Also, like the child starts crying, so mother is busy, she gives some toy, and the child doesn't like, she gives another toy, still crying, and finally he rejects everything. He needs the mother only.
Yes.
And then mother picks her up and
correct. And I think the
so similarly, the God will give you this little of that thing, physical things, material things. But once you reach to the point that you don't need anything but him, then it becomes, that means you are totally surrendering to him.
Yeah. Actually, in the West, surrender means you subdue yourself against the, you know, that is what, you know, whenever there is a war, it's an acknowledgement of defeat, right?
Yeah.
That is
not the word
you're meditating right here.
No, I mean, it is kind of that. Okay, if you look at the... towards God, you had to surrender. But I'm thinking, you know, you shouldn't be surrendering to your guru. I mean, you can surrender in the sense that you can talk to them, but not surrendering them. You know, you have to have your judgment there, but when you talk about God, you should surrender.
You're absolutely correct. See, whenever there is a guru who is a guide to show you the path, rather than the guru being God himself.
Correct.
I think that distinction, as long as you understand to follow a guru, if he is telling you, okay, this is how you kind of submit yourself to God. Mm-hmm. That is a path that they are showing. They are not, the guru is not God.
Right, guru is a messenger of God.
Messenger of God. So he is the one to show us the pathway. I think the highest philosophy of this particular path of surrender is shown by Sri Ramanuja.
Right.
And Vaishnavism puts a great importance to do the Sharanagati Tattva, especially, you know, we are subordinate of Lord Mahavishnu. That is how it is understood. So what they do is they first do one path to put you into the religious order. You go through an acharya or a guru to give you samashrinam. They'll put chanka and chakram to you so that you follow as Lord Srimanarayana is the God of everyone, everybody. And okay, that is number one. Then there is two bharanyasam. That is, you stay away from certain things. You follow the certain particular pattern of surrender to God. That is, and in the end, towards, you know, a lot of people do this. By the time, you know, they become 70s and 80s, they don't want to do anything else in the material world. They want to look into higher God. Then they do what is called Sharanagati. And once they do the Sharanagati to Lord Srimanarayan, it is total, complete dedication from morning till night, from the time you wake up till you do all your dedicated to Smaranam, and then Sankirtanam and Seva towards Narayan.
Right. So that's the formalized way of once you induct to certain sect of religion.
It is spoken of by Vedanta Deshika, a lot of philosophers in the Vaishnavism philosophy. And I'm sure even the modern, like Prabhupada and all of them also say total surrender unto God.
Right. But that is once you follow a certain way of life, so certain sect of religion.
Correct.
Now, for those people who don't belong to anybody, it's simple thing to me, as said in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, for a man to be unqualified or unconditional surrender, you do what the Lord says, what the Lord asks you to do. So in Bhagavad Gita, during the whole this 17 chapters, Lord asked Arjuna to do this. Finally, he got convinced and said, I am totally surrendering. I am now going to do whatever you say.
Sarvadharman parityagya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva pap. He takes, I'll do everything for you. You don't do nothing.
Right. Exactly. So then Arjuna say, okay, now I believe and I'll do whatever you ask me to say. Do.
Okay.
So for common people, we should do what Lord has asked us to do through the scriptures.
But you still have to do your karma. You have to follow that.
You have to take your efforts, but leave the rest to God.
Exactly. There was a one paragraph here that I'm going to read. Once you give up, this is actually the posture when we bow down to Lord. This is one article talking about that. Once the giving up of the lower is total body postured before the image of God, those energies are surrendered into the higher chakras within the devotee and is a blissful moment into the consciousness of us and ours. We and oneness, the inspirable love, thus claiming their individuality not as a separate thing, but as a shared oneness within all. So, I mean, what this is talking about is when you talk about oneness or unqualified surrender, you kind of become listening to God or surrendering to the God.
Actually, you know, here I find a nice analogy here. For a thirsty person, there is no substitute for water. Even if you give him delicious dishes, he will reject it. And also, in thinking only of water and nothing else. Without water, his survival is doubtful. He will try all his efforts to get the water. And the most valuable things of universe cannot attract him from any other kind of a thing in exchange for water. Such a condition, when you want God, you definitely will get what you want. That earnestness, that kind of a craving, that kind of a thing, without you, I cannot survive. See, that is a kind of a point at which you are driven, and all the materialistic things is of no use, exchange of shelter to God. But the care of the devotees' worldly things is taken over of the absolute power itself, as per Gita. To those men who worship me alone, thinking of none but me, whoever are devout, I provide them with gain and security. So that assurance of getting that is there. But even that you don't expect. Even, see, there are some saints, you know, in Tamil Alvars, they have said, even if you give me heaven, I don't want. I want nothing but bhakti. I can only do bhakti when I am here in this world. So let me get that going. And that is the extreme kind of a thing that they have. But as you said, effort must be there. Effort should be there on our part. Yes, we cannot just keep quiet and say, hey, God will take care of everything. But when you really believe in that theory of God will take care of everything, then you don't have to work, right?
I actually agree and disagree. agree in the sense, yes, when you do your karma according to Bhagavad Gita, and then basically you are surrendering to the God.
And here again, Lord didn't ask us to do nothing. He says, do this, this, that. So once we follow His orders, we are surrendered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, somebody is doing bhakti all day and do no work. That is not surrendering to me. Because you're not following your duties of what the God has told you to do, karma. And there are plenty of examples, you know, like people, they just do puja whole day. Well, if you do puja, but you have to do karma. If, let's say, if lady is not working or women is at home.
Right.
And, yeah, you're elderly, fine.
Correct.
But then if you just do puja all day, and not do anything and expect everybody else to do other things.
No, you're right.
Just an example. I'm not
See, Bhagavad Gita could have been just summed up in one line and kept quiet. But he said karma yoga. Why did he propound the three yogas? Very important. You have to go step by step. And then you go to Sharanagati. Without making any effort, you just do Sharanagati, you would have just said, Sarvadharman, everybody come in front of me, I will pray. He never said that. He said, do your duty. Do what is important.
Exactly.
Do take your effort. If you do all these things right, then I will take care of you.
Exactly.
So, that, I think
so that is where the surrendering is.
So.
Let me put a bhajan here. This is actually the Hanumanji's.
Bhaj lo ji Hanuman, bhaj lo ji Hanuman, bhaj lo ji Hanuman, Mahavir bhaj Ram, Shri Ram Ram, bhaj lo ji Hanuman, bhaj lo Hanuman, bhaj lo ji Hanuman, Yeah.
He is my lover. I love him, says the Bhakta. In this way, everything becomes sacred to the Bhakta because all things are him. All are his children, his body, his manifestation. When, how then may we hurt anyone? How then may we not love anyone? With the love of God will come a sure effect, the love of everyone in this universe. The nearer we approach God, the more do we begin to see that all things are in Him. When the soul succeeds in approaching the bliss of this supreme love, it also begins to see Him in everything. Our hearts thus becomes an eternal fountain of love. And when we reach each higher state of this love, all the little differences between the things of the world are entirely lost. Man is seen no more as a man, but only as God. The animal is not seen as an animal, but as a God. Even the tiger is no more a tiger, but a manifestation of God. Thus, in this intense state of bhakti, worship is offered to everyone, to every life, and to everything, every being. As a result of this kind of intense, all-absorbing love becomes a feeling of perfect self-surrender, the conviction that nothing that happens is against us. Then the loving soul is able to say, if pain comes, welcome pain. If misery comes, it will say, welcome misery. You are all of the beloved. If a serpent comes, it will say, welcome serpent. If death comes, such a bhakta will welcome it with a smile. Blessed am I that they all come to me. They are all welcome. The bhakta is this state of perfect resignation arising out of intense love of God. All to come, all and to all that are his, ceases to distinguish between pleasure and pain in as far as they affect him. He does not know what is to complain of pain or misery, and this kind of uncomplaining resignation to the will of God, who is all love, is intended a worthier acquisition than all the glory of the grand and heroic performances.
अधरम मधुरम वदनम मधुरम नयनम मधुरम हसितम मधुरम हृदयम मधुरम गमनम मधुरम मधुराधिपते रखिलम मधुरम वचनम मधुरम चरितम मधुरम वसनम मधुरम वलितम मधुरम चलितम मधुरम भ्रमितम मधुरम मधुराधिपते रखिलम मधुरम सख्यं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
गीतं मधुरं प्रीतं मधुरं भुक्तं मधुरं सूक्तं मधुरं रूपं मधुरं तिलकं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं करणं मधुरं तरणं मधुरं हरणं मधुरं रमणं मधुरं भवितं मधुरं शमितं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं कमलं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
गोपी मधुरा लीला मधुरा युक्तं मधुरं मूक्तं मधुरं दृष्टं मधुरं शिष्टं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं मधुरा दलितं मधुरं फलितं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
अधरं मधुरं वदनं मधुरं नयनं मधुरं हसितं मधुरं हृदयं मधुरं गमनं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं मधुराधिपते रखिलं मधुरं
Thank you. तुम्ही बंधू तुम्ही ना
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. Our phone number is 832-704-9273. Five states of mind. The conscious mind. There is but one mind. The consciousness or ego functions within the mind's various phases. The 1/10 of the mind of the conscious plane is ramification is carried on by its own novelty. The object is to control the conscious mind and become consciously conscious. Second one is the subconscious mind, the part of the mind beneath the conscious mind, the storehouse or recorder of all experience, whether remembered consciously or not, the holder of past impressions, reactions and desires, also the seat of involuntary physiological process. The third is subconscious mind. The area of the subconscious mind formed when two thoughts or experiences of the same rate of intensity sent into the subconscious at different times intermingle and give rise to a new and totally different rate of vibration. This subconscious formation later causes the external mind to react to situation according to these accumulated vibrations by be they positive, negative, or mixed. The fourth one is the superconscious mind. This is the intuitive state within which brings clarity, creativity, and insight. It functions when the subconscious is quiet, allowing the superconscious to work through both the conscious and subconscious states. Last but not the least, the superconscious mind, the mind of light, the all-knowing intelligence of the soul. The Sanskrit from the term is Turiya, the truth, meaning the condition beyond the state of wakefulness, jagrat, dream, swapna, and deep sleep. At its deepest level, the superconscious is Parashakti or Satchidananda, the divine mind of God, Shiva.
दर्शन देना प्राण प्यारे दर्शन देना प्राण प्यारे दर्शन देना प्राण प्यारे दर्शन देना प्राण प्यारे दर्शन दे प्यारे दर्शन
Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3, TuneIn.com or download app in TuneIn.com 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it's a Mangalam time, Mangal for the whole universe.
Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala. Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala Ho.